Look how he puts it. By his stripe, you were healed. You were. Not going to be. He took it 2,000 years ago. You're healed today. And he's waiting for you to catch up with and receive it. You're not going to be healed by God. You were healed. And he's waiting on you to receive what he has already done. Why was he crucified? That's why he was crucified, so you could be free. I was separated from God, had no communication with God. I couldn't talk to him. I couldn't go in the throne room. I couldn't pray. I couldn't do anything. But when Jesus was crucified, raised back to life, somebody did what I'm doing, preached the gospel to me. And I said, Jesus, come in my heart. Save me. I receive you. I make you my Lord. I did that. And he became alive on the inside of me. And the life that I now live is not mine. He paid the price. He gave me his life. Because after 3 days, God raised him from the dead. He was raised from the dead. What you mean? Some people say, well, he was raised up out of grave. No, Jesus went to H-E-L-L. For some of you don't know what that is, hell. He went to hell. Because he said that this pain, this is what Luke wrote, he has loosed me from the pain of death. What happened? He loosed what pain of death? That's mean. He wasn't just in the grave. He was in torment. Lord Jesus. So, I was crucified. I mean, he was crucified, and I was crucified with him. And hallelujah. He was raised from the dead. Okay. He was what? Raised from the dead. Why was he raised? Because he paid in full all of your sins, all of my sins, all the sins of the world. It was paid in full. And when he paid it in full, he was in hell, incarcerated, held by death, illegal, and God could legally do what? Raise an innocent man that never committed a sin. He could raise him from the dead. And he became the firstborn from the dead. And if there's a firstborn, guess what? That can be a what? Second born. If there's a second born, third. If there be 120 born, that can be 121. That can be a 300 born, that can be a 301. If there can be a 2,000 born, that can be a 2,001. You get the picture now, though. So somewhere in there, I came in. My number came. I don't know what it is, but I'm just glad I'm in. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So, he set me free. He set you free. Have you received him? I won't talk to you today. Have you received him? What does it mean? It means that I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. And I received him, that means I'm free from all this stuff. Satan started trying to put it on me, but I want to tell you the goodness of God. He has no authority to do it. So what do I do? I have found out that I'm redeemed, so I resist him. How do you resist him? I resist him in the name of Jesus. I said, no, you don't. And sometimes He'll mess with you in the night. See, you ever get your rest disturbed by the devil? Well, you know you got heart trouble now. Don't know if you're going to make it to the morning. You got this sickness. It's going to get worse. By the morning, you ain't going to be able to get out of bed. You ever have him mess with you like that? You know you got this bill. They're coming to get your car. They'll be here before you get up out of bed. What are you doing? Messing with your wrist. But watch it. Why was I redeemed? Why was he crucified? So I can become like him. I want to ask you a question. Does he need anything? Is he lacking? Is he insufficient to operate and function in his newfound place as head of the church? You think that maybe one day you go in prayer, or maybe today you go in prayer and you go to the Father in Jesus' name. Say, well, you have to wait. We just ran out. No. He brought you into a kingdom that everything has been provided. You can't exhaust it. I don't care what you need. I don't care how much of it you need. You can't exhaust it. He's more than enough. That's why he wants you back, so he can lavish his love, his provision, his grace, his life, his peace, his joy. Your face don't have to be frowned. Your heart don't have to be quenched. Or sad, or broken, but exploding with joy and peace. And you have no problem because you know it, you have no problem raising your hand and shouting, hallelujah, glory to God. To you, to the world, you look like a fool, but to me, I'm enjoying myself. Hallelujah. Because you can't explain this, you have to experience it. Hallelujah. And when you experience it, you experience it through the new birth and receiving him and feeding on the word. You'll grow up and learn this and walk in this, and you'll prosper every day of your life and succeed. Because I know what it means to be crucified. I died with him. What I used to be is gone. Doesn't exist, won't function. Satan tried to bring it back, I keep it dead. Because I remind him I don't belong to you. You used to control me. You used to put that stuff on me. You used to do that. I resist you. I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to tolerate being broke. I'm not going to tolerate being sad. I'm not going to tolerate being mean. I'm not going to tolerate being whatever the enemy trying to put on me. I have received God's life, God's peace, God's joy. Hallelujah. And I'm going to live the life of peace and joy and prosperity and goodness and kindness and all the things that God has given me. Yes. Why? Because he raised me from the dead. I receive life. Why do you go to the table every day? Well, some people go by the fast food place. But why do you go to the table? How long do you think your body will last if you don't feed it? Some of you may last longer than others, but you can't last. This is what God wants you to understand. I'm your living bread. I'm the bread of life. I'm the living word. When you feed on this word, even though these words are written on pages of this book called the Bible, but when you believe with your heart, this word come off the page and come alive to you. And you see yourself being prosperous. You see yourself healed. You see yourself full of joy. You see yourself being more than a conqueror. You see yourself strong. You don't see yourself all broken, beat up, and and run down and feel like nobody and nobody cares about you. You see yourself as being somebody. You think of yourself as being somebody. You carry yourself as somebody. Am I talking to anybody? Why? Because I realize I've been raised with him. The life of God is on the inside of me. And this life I'm living is bring joy to my spirit. I express it through my being, in my relationship, in my fellowship with him, in my fellowship with others, in my dealing with others, because I have life in me.